this next one, you can see what you can see, but I'm really talking about why the Ochres were a district that even Abraham Lincoln knew about as one of the richest in the country. Why could that be here? Well, it takes really special conditions to have a world-class mine. And this is a world-class mining district. So how do we get it? First of all, you've got to have good rocks into which the minerals are going to come. So it's a little bit like a good hostess and a bad hostess. And we even call these host rocks. And the rocks that are in the Ochres, which are dominantly limestones, are happily reactive with some of the minerals that are going to come in much later. So starting out with chapter 3, the seas come in and seas come out, we end up with good host rocks. Now below that was chapter 2 and below that was chapter 1, but that's just the foundation. What matters for this remarkable mining district is that we have good host rocks. So that's point number 1. Point number 2, compressional tectonics of chapter 6, scrunch and swamps cracked up these rocks. It folded them, it folded them, and what it did was make it possible for fluids to easily go through the rock. And you say, why does that matter? Well, in chapter 8, when we actually, and this is much later, we only have 9 chapters, we're in chapter 9 now. In chapter 8 are the intrusions. And the intrusions were when Utah, and in none of these times did Utah look the way it is now. We got the rocks of chapter 3 that become the good host rocks of the Ochres, when Utah was south of the equator, near sea level, and looked a bit like the Bahamas. We have the cracking up of the rocks when Utah looked like the Andes, with the Amazon sort of off to the east in Carbon County with all those coals, and this place didn't look like anywhere near the way it does now. Meaning we had the rocks of all these different things, but we did not have Stansbury Island or Antelope Island or the Ochres or Stansbury Mountains. It looked like the Andes. And deep within there, we were having the scrunching of the rocks, and they were breaking up and folding and going across each other. And so by the time we get, you know, uplifted in chapter 7, 7 up, and by chapter 8, we have the intrusions. And the intrusions, and much of this is happening because of tectonics, but not every intrusion is the same. And one of the special things about these intrusions is that they are melted crust. They're not from the mantle, they're melted crust. And in that process, the minerals, if it is minerally rich, can become concentrated, and they are carried into the country rock, meaning these host rocks, by fluids as well as by the actual intrusion of the magma itself. And so in chapter 8, it still looked high, sort of probably looked like Central America. There were, you know, mountains that were volcanoes, and they're not just one steady raining of ash. They pop off here and pop off there. And we were high, and it was a high plateau. And so we had the host rocks of the Ochres. We had the fracturing of those host rocks. We had the intrusion of the magma, and also magma meaning melted rock, and the fluids associated with carrying the minerals into the host rock, and actually a lot of it is in the actual magma as it cooled as well. And then you still don't have a major mining district until you can get to it. So in the faulting of the basin and range, we get basin range, basin range, basin range, because of extensional tectonics, which we have now in chapter 9. We drop the valleys, which leaves the Ochres high, which means you can dig into them from the side and you can get those minerals out. So think of the number of things that would have made it so it wasn't a major mining district, but we had the host rocks, we had them broken up so they were receptive, We had not only an intrusion, we had a mineral-rich intrusion, and we had the faulting. That's why the ochres are so phenomenal as a mineral-rich area. Now you say, well, why do we have mercury in one place? Why do we have copper in another place? Why do we have gold in another place, lead and zinc? That has to do with the chemistry. And there were several intrusions that came here. Some of them cooled within the earth. And this line of mineral bodies runs east-west. So starting at the east end, you have Park City, and then you have Alta and Brighton, and then you have Bingham, and then you have Merkur, and then you have the Tintix. So there's a whole zone of east-west, and that is due to tectonics, and I may talk to you, well, except I've stopped talking to you. Anyway, I'm going to skip that, but know that Utah has three bands of east-west trending mineralization that was driven by tectonics of long ago, but not excessively long ago. You say, what's long ago? I'll leave it be. Anyway, it's very special that we have these resources. The Ochre Mountains is probably the very richest sort of region of multiple districts associated with each other in the United States. Bye-bye.